Have you ever experienced trauma that seems to haunt you? Or ask the question, why me? What's my purpose? Hello, good people. It's Mystic here, and I'd like to welcome you to a Natural Mystic podcast. Can we take a moment to clap, stomp, whistle, smile, whatever you do when you celebrate someone you love? Because you love me, I love you. It's already a thing. But let's do it now. Let's celebrate the fact that I've overcame my self-doubt and my low self-esteem, and I'm here to show you how I did it through religion and spirituality. Here we're going to be 100% real. We are going to talk about things like childhood trauma. I had to overcome poverty, and not only poverty, but the poverty mentality. As a child, I did spend a period of time in a homeless shelter, so that's trauma there. But we're going to talk about all type of things. We're going to talk about relationships, the woulda, coulda, shouldas, the haves and the have-nots, the grass that looks so good from the other side of the fence. My husband and I, we've been together for 17 years. I got married when I was only 6 years old. And we are having an absolute blast. It has been a joyous thing, but we have a great balance. And balance is so important, not only in relationships, but in life as well. I've had to balance being under the structure of religion, all while knowing that it was just so much more. It was something else that my soul was craving. I was truly determining my reality, and not always God's will. Of course, let it be done. God's will is God's will, and I believe in it. However, it seems like sometimes in a religion, it's a go-to. So I had to overcome that. But I became an ordained minister at the age of 27, now mystic at the age of 34. Well, I've always been a mystic because that's my real name. My dad named me, but he passed away when I was 11 years old. So trauma, more trauma, but that is my real name, I promise. True story. It's so much more though I've gone through in this thing called life, but like you, I am resilient. I am here to tell you today that it is possible to be injured, possible to be hurt, possible to be depressed and still come out shining on the other side of that storm, but it's about your mind. So I have some homework for you. Homework? She doesn't know me. Listen, we're family already, but I have homework. It's good homework. If you could and you can, only speak good things about yourself, good and positive things about yourself first, because we can't help anyone if we're a mess, right? So only speaking good things and positive things about ourselves, and then let it transition on to relationships and just into life. Only speaking good and positive things, and watch this just be a good turn of fate for you. Listen, life and death is in the power of the tongue. Now that's a biblical verse, but just on the mysticism side of things, when you're sending out bad vibrations, or you're sending out death when you speak negative, not only about yourself, but about anything. And this is just an example of how the two tie together. But you know, in future episodes, we will see how they disconnect. What you put out there is what you get. So let's stop complaining. I know, but we have to stop complaining and start being grateful for what's not going wrong in our lives. Yes, I said it right. We have to be grateful for the things that's not going wrong in our lives. So why on a bad day, why ask the question, how could this day get any worse? Do you want to find out? Says God and the law of attraction. Of course, God is the creator, and he is just so masterful and so big, and he's just so detailed and amazing. But everything is connected, and the law of attraction plays a huge part in our daily lives. But we'll never know it if we're not looking for it. So what you attract, law of attraction. So let's break the cycle. Let's start attracting the good things that God intended for us, okay? And so on our way, this is going to be so great, but on our way out the door, we have to end with prayer. The devil told me not to do it, but being obedient to God. Heavenly Father, this day we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for everyone that's under the sound of my voice. We ask for a hedge of protection around them. Bless them. Bless them that they'll be a blessing to others. Bless them with peace, truth, wisdom, and knowledge. And we pray that not only do you bless them, but they use it as well. We love you. We pray that our relationship with you grows stronger in Jesus' name, and we thank you in advance. Amen. Good people, look at me. This is going to be amazing. Look at me. Okay, whatever. Listen, if you could just like, leave a review, subscribe. You won't remember that you did this 4 hours from now. It's so minor, it's so minute in your day-to-day life, but this is going to be great, and we're going to go on a great ride. Please stay with me, okay? A natural mystic. Good people, be blessed. Speak positive vibes over you and your life. Until next time.